Woke up without a voice today. That's never happened before. That was weird. Spent the first 10 minutes trying to find my goddamn voice, just doing one of those. Nothing was coming up. One of Satan's dirty tricks. I don't know. I've had something in my lung for like the past week or so. And I don't know. It made its way up to my esophagus. Something just completely wrecked my voice. It was gone. I mean, it could be worse. Yeah, right? It could be way worse. I could have woken up in a Chuck Cheese ball pit without a kidney or something. That would yield some alarm, probably, you know, big fear. But if you hear me drinking, I'm drinking warm tea, hot tea. That seems to soothe the voice box, which is nice. Shout out to Tazo Tea. Not a big tea guy, but goddamn, this Himalayan tea hits the spot. Chilomne, something like that. It's good for your digestive system. It's good for your, you know, I bet Stephen Hawking probably wish he had this, because he didn't have much of a voice either. And I drink this, and my voice seems to be working now. So, shout out to the dead, I guess. Stephen Hawking, rest in peace. Boy, it's been a couple of weeks since I've done a solo episode. A lot has happened, you know. Just give me a second. Yeah, that's delicious. I used to use my brother's ID for all types of shit. He was 21 when I was 17. There's like a 3-year difference, a 4-year difference. So I got a hold of his ID, and I was spending that thing like a housewife with access to a black Amex card. He thought I was gonna say penis. No, a black Amex card, unlimited, and I just swipe. So I was using that ID like you wouldn't believe. And my brother's gonna find out eventually that he's probably not allowed in at least 45 different hotels throughout the Illinois, Wisconsin region. He's gonna find out eventually. He hasn't yet, but he's gonna go in one day and just try to book a vacation for his wife and two daughters, and they're just gonna be like, "Get the fuck out of here! We remember you from 2005. You sick son of a! You shit in the bathtub. You put a hole in the wall. You made a glory hole." There's a lot of weird shit, and I used to use his ID for so much stuff. And back in the early 2000s. The internet just wasn't what it used to be. So it was really hard to track you. They would just look at your ID and be like, "Okay, that's good. Here, sign here. Here, just cut your hand, give me some blood, and you can be on your way." I'm 36 now, and this is just what I hear. I look like I'm 22. So imagine me at 17 years old. I look like a goddamn baby, and I was using this ID to buy alcohol and check into hotel rooms with my friends at 17. When you're 17, you're invincible. You feel like you're invincible. So another shout out to my brother. I'm sorry for your future run-ins with hotels you're not allowed into. I apologize. It was a fun time on your behalf. So I used the fucking his library card, to check into a motel with a couple of friends of mine. A library card. I'm like, "Yeah, that's me. Look, it says 84. I'm 21 years old." And they're like, "Yeah, okay, that works. Come on in." And we would just smoke reefer and drink beer, and next morning just take some Xanax and just zonk out. What a good time. Now I'm just here sipping on some tea, because I lost my voice box because I went to bed at 1 a.m. Didn't get the full 9 hours. That's how I like to party. Ooh, god damn. Anyways, I went to my good friend Danny's kid's birthday party today. He turned 2. Sometimes I wish I was still 2. God damn it. But, you know, I haven't seen him in forever. I'm sure some of you have these. Everyone has this, right? I think so. These cool relationships where if you don't see your friend and all of a sudden you see him after, let's say, like a year and a half, you see him, you just pick up the conversation like nothing happened. You know, it was like every time you see him, you put a bookmarker in and then it's literally saved. And you go about your life, you go do some naughty things, you go meet some women, go meet some men, go have some kids, go get arrested, get a couple DUIs, come back to your friend, and you take that bookmark out and you pick up the same conversation. It's a beautiful thing. So we have that. And, you know, he has so many keys to the files in my brain. They live in my brain, but we share these memories together. But I can't access them. Cannot access some of the best memories of my life without him. It's an interesting thing. When you see somebody and you start chatting with them, like your best friend from high school, all of a sudden they might say one word that'll trigger something and it fucking unlocks that file. And then a whole memory just comes up to the surface and you guys start fucking talking about it. And that happens every single time I see this kid. That's such a beautiful thing. I love that. If you're fortunate enough to have that, God bless you. You know? And fuck, man, it's unfortunate if you don't talk to some of the people that you made most of your memories with. If you don't talk to them, I mean, it's almost like something dies. Like all those memories are lost. It's like a fucking graveyard. It's like a graveyard in your brain. Just those memories will never be unlocked again because you don't talk to those people. It's the only way you're able to access it. I mean, sure, you can access some of the memories, like if they're really profound, but not all of them. Not those little hidden golden nuggets. That takes two. That takes a dual key to unlock. Sometimes it's worth it. So, you know, older we get, maybe you should reach out to some of your old friends. Squash the shit. And try to unlock those memories. Fun time. Good time. Oh, God. Did I mention I put honey in this? And it just tastes... Jesus. I'm probably going to go do some sexual things after this. God, that just tastes fucking wonderful. Oh, okay, so yeah, last weekend, I don't drink. Okay, I haven't gotten drunk in probably, Jesus, man. Drunk? Maybe 2 years? 2.5, 3? Maybe, no, longer than that, dude. Longer than that. Drunk? Maybe 4 years, 5 years? Up there. I've had beers every now and again. Not a lot, not a big drinker. Anyways, where I'm going with this is that I got fucking wasted. Lit up, kids. Lit up. Last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, me and my buddy Kyle went to the Dells in Wisconsin. He invited me. He goes out there every year, and I went there camping with him a couple years ago, but then after that, it took like a 5-year, 6-year hiatus. Didn't go, but last weekend sure did. Started the afternoon off maybe like 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Central Time. Pounded 5 beers in the hotel room. That's how we got our night started. And we went down to the bar, the hotel bar, and got another beer and a couple shots because there was a bridesmaid party. So we asked them what they want to drink, and they want to drink some lemon drops. you're familiar, lemon drops, a little sweet for my taste, but fuck it. We went there and we cheers him in his shot. And then we went back to the bar, took another shot of our own. It was like honey, ginger, and Jameson. It's fucking delicious. Powerful shit, but delicious. So I'm like 8 beers deep before we even head out. And I haven't gotten drunk in about 5 years. And I am feeling wonderful. I am feeling so goddamn good. I'm like, dude, I think we took a tequila shot in the room too. So it was like 5 beers and a tequila shot. So we go out and we're just bumping the new Kendrick Lamar song on my phone while we're walking down. It was so goddamn fun, man. We made it to the first bar. Listen, my brains are scrambled. I'm not going to be able to get into detail with you about what happened that night. But I remember the pregame. We got to the first bar. It was like a club at... there's a DJ. It wasn't a club. It's like a bar atmosphere, but it was like they're playing some loud fucking music as if you were in a club. So it's not just like you sit down at a bar. It's like you're dancing kind of bar. And boy, do I like to dance. When I get a little drinky in me, oh, buddy, can I bust some moves? And I dance for about 15 fucking straight hours. I'm not even lying to you. You can ask people. I dance, and I don't give a shit. I made it a priority to try and make as many friends. Sorry, Jesus. I'm telling you, this voice thing is ridiculous. I made it a priority to try and make as many friends as I can that night. And I must have talked to about 30 different people and nothing went wrong. All went well. Had like some heart-to-hearts with some of these people. Just saying hi to everyone. I went out of my way to compliment people on their shoes, their jerseys, what sport they like, their sports team, yada, yada, yada. Just forget about me for a second. Let's talk about you. I'm a guest in your house. I'm from Illinois. We're in Wisconsin. You guys are from Wisconsin, probably. Let me compliment you. Let me get off my high horse. All right? Let's make it a good night. And goddamn, what a good night it was. We kept going back and forth to a bunch of different bars, a bunch of bridesmaids. Someone wanted to wear my Nomar Garcia Parr jersey. That was getting a lot of attention on the Dodgers. Not the Cubs, not the Boston Red Sox, Dodgers. So that was a fun little night. I met a beautiful black man that night as well. And we were talking about, you know, the typical shit that a white person, black person talks about. You know, he's saying that, why don't white people season their food? And I'm like, you know, you're right. Yeah, some of us, we don't season our food and shit, man. I mean, it sounds like a stereotype, but you're right. I've had some white food that just tastes like plain ass, dude. And he offered me a cigarette and I took a drag off of it. And I was thinking to myself, and then I said it out loud. I'm like, God damn, dude, you guys even fucking put spices on your cigarettes. The fuck is this? It was a Newport. Spicing up your cigarettes too. And then I went back to a regular cigarette and there's, sure enough, there's no seasoning. No seasoning on the white man's cigarette. God damn. So I thought that was funny. He thought that was funny too. And I dapped him up and we were saying goodbye and he fell down. He fell down about 6 stairs. I'm like, oh my God, dude, did I do that? Did I do that? Nah, man, the fucking stairs are slippery as shit. There's a beer spilled here. Nah, you're good. I thought I pushed him. I thought I committed a crime. But no, we were all good, man. That was a fun time. God, I don't drink, but that was dangerous because that was a lot of fun. Boy, I'll do that again. I got to take a couple week break before I even think about drinking again. Yeah, so the night ended at like 2 a.m. We got back to the hotel room. Someone invited me to a wedding. I'm like, no, I'm not going to a wedding. What are you talking about? I got to go home. No. We got in at like 2 o'clock. right when I hit the bed, I fell asleep. There was no bullshit. Just head to pillow, out. And then next thing you know, I wake up. And I've been waking up at 8 a.m. like religion. So sure enough, I wake up at 8 a.m. Kyle's already up. I don't know what the fuck he's on, but he was up. And I had to get in my car and drive home because I had a family party. So I'm feeling hungover. It's a 2-hour drive back to my house where I live and then go to the party. But I'll tell you what, guys. Preparation could be a beautiful thing. I drank 1.5 gallons of water before I started drinking, and I pounded a Pedialyte before I started drinking. I felt okay the day after, and I went fucking hard, and that was a 4 or 5 year break of not getting drunk, and I felt okay. That's the reason why I don't drink. It's because the morning after, feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. Feel like I'm not going to make it. Having panic attacks. Having anxiety attacks. Like, maybe I should just jump out the goddamn window. This sucks. My brain hurts. But no, I didn't get any of that. I drank a cup of coffee and then I started getting a little anxiety, but fuck it. We made it. Just pounded some water, did a little fishing, ate some food, had a good time at the party. The next day after that, went for a 3-mile run. Nothing wrong. I'm good. But now Satan's taking my goddamn voice box. So what's that all about? Goggle that so you actually know I'm drinking liquid and not making this shit up. Man. Man, oh man. Jesus, man. Summer break is here. That's cool. That's something I miss. You know, when you were a kid, didn't summer break just feel like the best? It was the best. I wish that corporations or work would just do summer breaks as well. Just like we're all in agreement. I'm like, all right, we're taking the months June to August off. We'll start back up August 20th. So everyone's gonna fucking, we'll just leave Amazon and the robots and the drones to deliver shit and have robots, you know, at grocery stores and yada, yada, yada. But everyone gets a summer break. We all deserve it. It's a beautiful thing, dude. Just take time to yourself. Go fishing. Go fishing for chicks. I don't know. What do you guys think? That'd be dope. Because there's like a total vibe to that shit, man. A summer break. Just, you don't got to worry about waking up. You don't got to worry about a fucking boss breathing down your neck or deadlines or anything. It was just your time. You know what I mean? Just go do whatever you want. For a couple months, too. Not just a week. Go recharge. Go be happy. How many lives do you get? Maybe unlimited. I don't know. Been thinking a lot about that lately, too. Let's watch The Matrix again. That movie holds up. The Matrix, the OG Matrix. Recommendation for everyone listening right now. Go watch The Matrix. All right? Blow your goddamn mind. The more and more that we live on this earth and technology keeps developing and these conversations are being had about like the simulation theory. Boy, oh boy, does that movie hold water. Essentially, we live in the Matrix. This is the Matrix. So we're all in a deep sleep right now. All of us in a deep sleep. And our real body is in this liquefied chamber, and it's just robots using us as batteries to keep them charged. And we're in a dream state right now. We don't know we're sleeping, which is the Matrix. It's a program. So what we're seeing is just nothing more than, you know, fucking Zelda on your Nintendo. you know, Minecraft. Just a program uploaded in your brain. Interesting. Just interesting shit, man. Go watch it. It'll blow your goddamn mind. I loved it. It's crazy stuff. Oh, I'm hoping to get someone on the podcast here soon. I just wanted to come on and, you know, tell you guys what I've been doing. I know I took a week off. I apologize for that, but yeah, I really have no excuse. I'm sorry. I'm a piece of shit. I should have recorded. I could have. I should have. I didn't. I don't know what happens. Sometimes I'm just like, bah. Oh, I've been creating a lot of videos on YouTube. If you want to go support me and go check it out, YouTube, the Curiosity Chamber, making some comedic videos. If you're interested, go check it out. Go subscribe. If you will. If you don't like it, don't subscribe. Don't watch. You know, I mean, it's up to you. I'm trying my best out here. But yeah, those are fun videos, man. I enjoy that stuff. I wish I could do that for a living and make, well, I'm going to do it for a living. I'm going to just wish there was a business route on that. And I'm thinking about it. So if anyone has a savvy mind for business, you have any ideas, I'm open for collaboration to hear you out. And you know, if I can make money, you'll make money. I mean, I'm not greedy, just something to sustain, you know, and do something that you enjoy doing. That's ultimately what we all want, right? Ultimately what we all want. I need to travel as well. Traveling's good. Should get out there and travel. Try to be nice to people, man. You know, everyone wants to feel important. Tips of advice that I've been trying to implement in my life lately. See if we can get... Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry, my mic just kissed me in my mouth. I don't know how I feel about that. Anyways. Try to remember people's names. That's a big one. I know it's hard. I know you got a lot of names in your mind, but using... Like, that's everyone's favorite word is their name. You know? Everyone wants to be important, so do your best to find the good in people. I know some people suck, but there's something in there. Everyone has something in there, all right? Talk in terms of the other person's interests. You know, it's like trying not to think about yourself. It's like just trying to almost be a servant. I know it sounds weird, but just for that moment of time, let that person you're engaging with have the glory. You know, does it really hurt you that much to like say, yeah, you're right. Oh man, that's cool. Oh, that's so cool. Tell me more about it. Tell me more about your interests. And you just hold off on yours. You don't need to share. You don't need to overshare. You know, just let people talk and actually listen, right? Be interested in what they're talking about. I'm not saying do that with everyone, but if you just so happen to come across a person and small talk starts happening, I generally don't like small talk, all right? But I'm really trying to change it up and really get interested in what people are saying and ask more, you know, in-tuned questions to them. Like, I'm actually listening to you, and then I'm trying to relate to them. You know, and just see where that ends up and then compliment people. And I'm trying to get like all this negative shit out of my life. That's my goal, to get all this negative shit, because I do have stuff in the back of my mind that creeps up and I just don't like it. Even the music I'm listening to, I'm trying to change it up. I've been listening to a lot of 80s music, just like good jams, good vibrations, good tempo, good like messages. You know, none of this, I'm trying to get rid of rap. I love rap. I'm trying to get rid of it. Like, there's a time and a moment for it at the gym, you know, or if I had a rough day, I'll listen to it in my car. But I'm really trying to stay away just because it's aggressive. I'm telling you, music changes the way you interact with the world. Please take that from me, because I've been doing experiments on it for like a while. Like, whenever I listen to rap, and I've listened to rap a while, I feel a certain way. I feel cocky. I feel like an egotistical, just asshole, really. Just like, I'm defensive. Like, always the first thoughts in my mind, like, yo, if this person does that, here's what I'm going to do. Like that. Yo, I can hold my own. Shit like that. But when I listen to, like, these 80s music and some, you know, good techno music, DJ Tiesto, stuff like that, I'm way more chill. I'm way more, like, we're all in this together. It's connection. Yo, you're a human, too. I don't see you as a threat. Whereas when I'm listening to hardcore shit, I see people as a threat. It's really interesting. Really interesting. So if you want to try that experiment out on yourself, do it. I mean, give yourself like a week. Just give yourself a week listening to different music. See how you feel, I guess. I don't know. It's the worst that can happen. You know, it's a week out of your life. Anyways, people, I appreciate you guys supporting the podcast. Holy shit, Singapore. Shout out to Singapore. You guys are fucking lighting up the podcast. Thank you so much. I wish I knew a fucking word and sound ignorant as hell. I don't even know what language you guys speak. Singaporean. I'm going to look it up real quick just so I can. I don't want to be that asshole, which I already am. What language is spoken in Singapore? I'm so sorry if it's like fucking English, Malay, Tamil. All right. And now, how do you say thank you in Malay? Malay. All right. Wish me luck. Here it comes. Terima. Terima kasih. Think that, I mean, we're probably way off, but that's what it says. Okay, yeah, well, thanks. Thank you. Here we go. It's gonna say it. Fuck. Oh, no. Screen, nah, never mind. I tried. All right. Well, thank you for listening, Singapore. Shout out to you guys. That's huge. Canada, you're listening. I appreciate you guys too. Australia, big shout out. Big up. London, my people in the USA, thank you for supporting. Also, like, again, go check out the YouTube channel if you guys would like to see some funny videos. I'm trying my best, and thanks for the support, guys. Really appreciate you. All right, keep your head up. We're in this shit together. I love you people. The curiosity chamber at gmail.com if you want to write in. 847-219-2714 if you want to call the hotline, which is my cell phone number. I'm calling it a hotline. Leave a voicemail. I'm not going to answer, but I'll play it on here and I'll get back to you on the podcast as well. Appreciate you guys. Take care. Until the next one. Welcome to the Curiosity Chamber.